Just last week, someone asked me about giving a bracha to the kids on Friday night. His father had mentioned to him that, according to some, you shouldn't be using two hands. He wanted to know whether that's true or not, what's the halacha. So it happens to fall out this week's parsha. When Yaakov Avinu is giving a bracha to Ephraim and Manasseh, the pasuk says, Vayishlach Yisrael es yimino v'yashas al rosh Ephraim v'gomer, that he had placed his right hand on Ephraim, his left hand on Manasseh. So it seemed that only one hand was placed on each of the children. Perhaps this is a remez that when one gives a bracha, one should only put one hand, not two hands. What's the basis for such an idea of one hand, two hands, no hands? So it really begins with a Gemara in Ksubis, a Gemara in Shabbos that says a zar, a non-Kohen, is not allowed to give a bracha, cannot perform the mitzvah of birchas Kohanim. He's violating an Isra Aser. The pasuk in Nasa says, Kosev Aruchu, and Moral Kohanim, Kosev Aruchu, you say to the Kohanim that they should give a bracha. So the pasuk says, Dafka to the Kohanim, and not to Zar. A non-Kohen violates an Isra of giving a Birchas Kohanim. The Ramah writes this halacha in the beginning of Hilchas Birchas Kohanim, and Chelek Beis and Mishneh Berurah. The Ramah right there mentions that there's an Isra Aser for a Zar to be involved in Birchas Kohanim. So the Berlacha, Mishneh Berurah writes in the Berlacha, so what's pshat? How is it possible that we find all the time? Remember, the Chavetz Chaim himself was a Kohen, but he found that other non-Kohanim were giving brachas to children. They were giving Birchas Kohanim. How is that permitted? So the Berlacha makes a suggestion. Berlacha says maybe pshat is as follows. That even though Midaraisa Birchas Kohanim doesn't have to be in the context of Tvila, a Kohen could just give Birchas Kohanim, Yivarach Hashem Vishmerecha v'chulei. But since the Chachamim instituted that Birchas Kohanim should be said in a context of Tefillah, so if someone were to say it outside the context of a Tefillah, a father gives his child a bracha on Friday night, since it's outside the context of a Tefillah, that in essence, says the Berlacha, a kavana not to be doing the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. Had this father wanted to mekayim the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, he would have done it during Tefillah. The fact that he's doing a Friday night in his home to his children, that clearly shows he has kavana that it's not going to be for the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, simply that he's giving a bracha. He's just showering some nice bracha and psukim on his children. And for that reason, the Chavetz Chaim says, perhaps that's why parents are allowed to give a bracha to their children. And the Baruch Halacha quotes another opinion of the Bach. The Bach says that he notes this, and he says that one should not spread the hands out. You should just say the bracha to your children, but you shouldn't place the hands out. You shouldn't place the hands on the head of the children, because he assumed that putting the hands out is ma'akev. There's a machlok is whether the Kohanim putting their hands out is ma'akev their mitzvah or not. So the Bach assumed that it is ma'akev. If the hands are down, the Kohen's not mekayim the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. So along the same lines, if a zar, if a non-Kohen wants to give a bracha, he should dafka place his hands down. This way, it cannot be an imitation of the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. But we all know many people put the hands, they do place the hands on the heads of the children. What's the heter? So you could have the heter of the Ber Halacha that you have the kavana that's not for the mitzvah. The Torah Tamim and Parshas Nasa, where the psukim of Birchas Kohanim appear, he quotes that the Vilna Gaon would give a bracha with just one hand. Similar to the Bach, not to use two hands, the Bach held, the Gra felt using one hand would also be enough, because the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim is to use two hands, so he said using one hand would be enough, and that would be similar to Yaakov Avinu, who was not a Kohen, in this week's Parsha, who placed one hand on Ephraim and one hand on Menashe. But then comes Yaakov Emden, Yaakov Emden writes that one can and one even should use two hands. You have all the extremes here. What's his basis? He says, we find that Moshe Beinu, when he did smicha on Yoshua ben Nun, he placed his hand, both of his hands, on Yoshua ben Nun, and he gave him a bracha as well. Now, I'm not sure if he was saying the bracha of Birchas Kohanim. I don't know if Rashi makes a comment in the Medrash. But we see at least there's a bracha using two hands, and that's how brachas are really imparted on the recipient. So one dafka should use two hands, says Rav Yaakov Emden, and that's in fact what his father, the Chacham Tzvi, did to himself when he received the bracha from his father on Friday night. So we have all the extremes. So if one has a custom of doing two hands, one hand, or no hands, that's certainly fine. If a person has no custom, so you could pick among all of them, the Ber Halacha has two days that either no hands, or both hands, or one hand. So there's really a whole range of what to choose from. I'll just finish off that so we do have the psukim again of Yaakov giving the bracha, and then later on it says Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Chemanasha, which are the psukim that we say, the words that we say in the bracha on the children Friday night. So the question the Achronim deal with, why dafka Friday night do we give the children a bracha? Why not Matzei Shabbos? Why not Sunday night? Why dafka Friday night? Friday night certainly it's just available, everyone's home, so it just seems to be convenient. But the Rav Yaakov Emden, he writes that because since Friday night there's special bracha, there's special shefa in the air by Yivarach Elokim Asim HaShvi, that HaKadosh Baruch himself blessed the seventh day Shabbos, so there's special shefa in the world, it just makes the bracha easier to be chal on the recipient, to be chal on the children. And for that reason we do it dafka Friday night. So again, you have a different range of no hands, one hand, two hands, no matter what you're doing, it all has a basis for it. If one wants to be safe, so then they certainly could rely on the gra and one hand or no hand according to the Bach.